When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Are you ready for a great classic podcast?
JBTV, the respected name in music TV.
These are podcasts that no one has heard in many years. This is the JBTV podcast series, The Classics.
JBTV.
Hi, I'm Jerry Bryant here at the JBTV Podcasting Studios. Are you ready for a classic podcast? And I think you're going to like this one. The year is 2015. The day is April 1st. And we had a concert at the JBTV Studios to about 150 viewers. And the band is called Joywave.
My name is Daniel. I'm from the band Joywave.
My name is Sean Donnelly. From the band Joywave.
My last name is Arm Brewster. And we've known each other for a very long time. We all went to high school together, which was 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. We've just been making music for a very long time, and this band has been around for like 5 years now, hanging out, playing JBTV today. So yeah, so we've been a band for like 5 years, and we have a bunch of mixtapes and EPs out and stuff. And up until very recently, we had to make everything on a $0 budget, and we've done it all ourselves. So we were pretty much like laptop based for the first half decade. And then recently we signed a record deal and got a budget to make a record. So now we have things like real instruments and guitars and preamps and compressors, and which has been very, very exciting for us.
And that kind of all came about from a song called Tongues that was on our 88888 mixtape.
Yeah, on the internet.
Yeah, it was on the internet.
.com.
And that kind of like gained a lot of traction online and got a lot of attention. And since then, things have been moving pretty quickly.
I mean, we've always been a band. It's just like before technological limitations, I guess, forced us to use a lot of like software and virtual instrument stuff. And on this record, we were able to, I mean, we still made it ourselves, but we had so much more equipment at our disposal, so we could take really the sound that we had always had live and capture that on the record.
I think there were a lot of moments where Dan would have a demo of a song that would be pretty hard rocking, and we hesitated from recording it because we didn't want to do it in a way that wasn't proper. Like, we wanted to treat the song the way it needed to be treated.
Yeah. Hopefully eventually we have like a studio to actually record it. And then we did. So when it came time to, you know, put together this record, it was like, all right, well, let's do some of the songs that we couldn't do before.
The mythical full length.
We called it Nessie for a while. Just mythical full length. Loch Ness Monster.
We were constantly saving ideas for this hypothetical first proper record that we were going to put out.
That was never, at points it seemed like it was never going to come, but it's here. Yeah. Almost. We didn't tour. We had no money to like, we had no van, no money. It was like, we'd show up and play somewhere for like $50, which didn't even come close to like covering the cost of getting there. It was just like, I don't know. I mean, a lot of bands do that. Like, we were in local bands like 10 years ago that would be like, all right, we're going to go to like Pittsburgh and play, and it's going to be awesome. We're just going to lose a ton of money, but like, you got to get out there and play. And like, with this band, it was like, no, like, we're all like reasonable adults. We're like, that makes no sense. Why are we going to do that? Let's just stay home and put stuff online. Yeah, I mean, we would go to New York and play quite a bit. Like, that was one of the things that I think helped us was, I mean, we're 6.5 hours away from New York City, but it's way cheaper to live in Rochester, and it was cost effective to like drive to New York, play, drive back immediately, and just have this like 24-hour terrible experience where you don't sleep at all, but it was like cheaper to do that one time a month than to try to like live in New York or like be a Brooklyn band or something like that. And the other thing too about Rochester is that it's like this creative desert island where like there's nobody, I mean, there's bands and stuff, but there's a lot of like hardcore bands and like metal bands and stuff. And it's like, that is the opposite of us. So it's like there's no one that we're trying to like keep up with next door, or like, you know, be like, oh, our friend's band is doing this and it's really interesting, or it's really working for them, let's do something like that. Like, there's none of that. It's just, you know, we can be ourselves.
Big Data kind of discovered us.
Big Data, as I like to say. That was a band that Alan and I actually started together. It was just like a side project. Like, he had this solo Alan Wilkes project, and I had Joywave. And our manager, like Joywave's manager, knew Alan from back in the day or something, kind of hooked us up. And we made one song initially called The Stroke of Return, which is not on on the Big Data record that's coming out. But we started with that, and we made four songs together, and it was like a duo. And then Joywave did our record deal, and I just like didn't have time to do both bands. So Alan was like, how about I just be Big Data, and I'll have, you know, like featured vocals and stuff. I was like, yeah, it sounds cool. So now retroactively, it's like featuring Joywave. So I guess Tongues is the only song on the record that, I mean, it's like unchanged from the first time that it came out. It was recorded in my parents' basement with just a laptop. So I guess that's the only like remaining laptop song. Everything else we redid with real instruments in the studio. But it worked so well on the internet. It was one of those things where so many people had heard it. I was like, oh, let's like, initially I was like, let's re-record it and like, you know, do it right and do all real instruments and everything. And then it's one of those things where once the public has taken ownership of it, you don't want to like be George Lucas about it, you know?
I remember having a phone conversation when I was living in Texas and Dan was in New York, and we were talking about the track listing for the Eights mixtape, and it somehow came up whether or not we were going to include Tongues on it. And looking back on it, that conversation was absurd and ridiculous, because literally none of this would have happened if it weren't for that.
Yeah. We'd be doing this in Rochester with my mom.
She'd still be sick.
Yeah, which would be cool. She'd probably have a lot of good questions.
Yeah.
All right, so Somebody New came out of, it sounds ridiculous, but I had this dream where Skrillex was DJing, and I'm not particularly like a Skrillex fan or anything, but it was like this funny like wub wub line, which is the bass riff in the song. And I woke up and I was like, that would be really funny on a bass guitar. So I went downstairs and I was like, yeah, it's, like, that's actually kind of cool. So like I built the song around that. So thanks, Skrillex, for being in my dream.
He's gonna come looking for royalties on that.
Dude, he is. He's gonna be like, I was in your dream that night. I played that. That was real.
That was a sick show.
I came up with it.
Sick show, infiltrated your dreams, man.
Played a lot of dream shows. The new single is Destruction. Tell everyone at our label. That's one of my favorites on the record. I went to a concert from an unnamed alternative band, and the A&R guy was nice and put me on the guest list. And I was like, all right, yeah, I'll go check it out. And there were just like so many 14-year-old girls at this concert where I was like, I'm not supposed to be here right now. I was like, I don't, not that there's anything wrong with 14-year-old girls, they should come to our concert, they're always welcome, but I was just like, I'm not supposed to be an audience member at this. And I literally left before the band played, and I went home and I stayed up until 8 a.m. writing Destruction, and it was just like the sounds, I mean, like it's very violent sounding, it was just everything that I wanted them to have to listen to. When I was there, the things that I was imagining coming over the loudspeaker, they would be like, no! I don't know. It's like, I think the music actually does most of the storytelling in that song. Like, the rest of them, like, the lyrics and the instrumental better working together. But that one, really, I think the instruments are telling the story. People try to put us in boxes all the time because they think that genres are really important. So they put us in one, and they are instantly wrong as soon as they listen to the next track. It's like, in 2015, like, I think really there's good music and there's bad music, and it's like everyone has access to so much music. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, people who like Bloc Party like Kanye West. You know, like, everyone just accepts things that are good, and like that's what we try to make, is things that are good and things that are real. So when people are like, oh, it's an electro pop this, it's like, no. Or like, oh, it's alternative this, it's like, no.
Oh, it's new metal.
Oh, it's new metal. Yeah, it's like, I can't stand when people do that. So any like write-up that's like alternative act Joywave is like instantly, I don't know.
On the other side of that is like, I mean, obviously it makes sense for like journalists and critics to try to put something in a box because it makes it easier for them to talk about it and explain it to their audience. But on the other side of that is when they don't pigeonhole it, they say it's disjointed and like not cohesive, which is just like a hard thing to escape. You're either one or the other, and it's like,
yeah,
it's kind of a bummer, especially now. It's like nothing is super like straightforward and linear anymore. Everything's like influenced from all over the place, and I don't know.
The thing is like with everything that we're doing, it's like we're trying to express ourselves as people. So to write the same song 11 times in a row is not doing that. Like, people are complicated, we're complicated people. So, you know, like, you want the musical bed to do a big part of the storytelling and expressing things. So, you know, like, in order to do that, you need to like take from every area of music to successfully encompass like a human being. So I think the best reviews that I've read, like a couple of the ones that have trickled in so far for our record, call us post-genre, which is like, I'm like, thank you for not trying to put us in a box.
Yeah.
And there's a few people who like, we have a couple tracks with rappers on them, and people occasionally are like, I'm confused. Why is someone rapping? It's like, because it's rap. Like, that's music. Like, that's okay to do. Like, we felt like doing that, so that's what we're going to do. In my house growing up, there wasn't really a lot of music. I remember hearing a Seal song on the radio. I remember hearing TLC's Waterfalls. Like, those were the songs that got me like interested in music. And then I bought a guitar after hearing Blink-182's Dude Ranch. But yeah, it's just always been, we all really like creating things. Like, that's our thing. And I guess music is just the thing that we're least bad at.
I went to, my sister was in like fourth or fifth grade chorus, and I went to a concert and I saw a kid do a clarinet solo, and I was like, that kid is owning it right now, and I love that, and I want to play the clarinet. That was like my earliest thing, but like guitar and rock leaning stuff was probably like Incubus and Limp Bizkit. I was just like, I was kind of like mystified by how they made songs happen. And I was like, I would love to do that.
I'm still mystified by how Limp Bizkit makes songs
same
happen.
Same here.
You know what I saw at, remember Media Play? They don't exist anymore, right? Remember
no.
Media Play? They had like a sheet music section, and I walked over and they had Limp Bizkit's Significant Other expressed as musical notation.
It was actually hieroglyphics.
Yeah, I was like, this is so funny that someone tried to do this, and it was like the first step, like it was sheet music with a staff and everything, and step one was like, please remove two strings from your guitar.
Wow.
It was like, you won't be needing the high E string or the B string.
Step one, buy 8-string guitar. Yeah. Step two, remove 3 strings.
So here we are. Welcome to the brand new edition of JBTV from the heart of the Windy City, downtown Chicago. We have some of the finest music on this edition of JBTV, plus the wonderful, the lovely Lauren O'Neill from 101 WKQX is in the studio, and they're playing your song over and over and over on the radio, and you're going to be at this picnic concert they have going.
Yeah.
So this is so exciting. So this is a great edition of the show. What do you guys want to start with?
I like how you say Chicago.
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 We were under the impression that it was the breakfast city.
Yeah? Well, I've never eaten breakfast, but I guess it could be. People love breakfast in the morning. What do you like if you had something special?
I typically eat like half of an avocado in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, I just pile it onto something.
Are you an avocado expert?
No.
No?
No.
Have you ever gotten a real live avocado? Well, one, and it's like brown inside or black? Are those bad or are
it's
those?
It's pressing.
Yeah, it's like you spend all this money and think, I want this, and then it's like, you know.
You just got to be quick about it. Eat it.
Is that what the problem is?
Yeah.
But right from the store, it's
brown,
that way.
Brown is okay.
I've definitely opened brown ones. They're like brown and they're kind of yellow.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah, it's sad. I still eat it, but.
But you don't get sick or anything.
No.
Cool.
Yeah.
What do you want to start with on the show? Which one of your songs?
Oh, we get to pick?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is your show now. We're
now
just, you know, taking over.
Let's roll with the hits. Let's do Somebody New.
Cool. Somebody New on this edition of JBTV. Tell us about this song.
Well, it's great. It's by Joywave.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we kind of built around the bass riff. I had this dream where Skrillex was DJing in my mind.
Wow.
Right? I know. And I woke up and I was like, that would sound really funny on a bass guitar.
Were you bouncing around in bed, you think?
you know, no one was there to witness except my cat.
So I
put it on the bass, thought it was funny, and the rest is...
It's history.
It's history, yeah.
Wow. Here it is right now on JBTV.
That was, it's a song I wrote about our lobby call at 8 a.m. this morning.
So here we are back at JBTV. Still to come, Lauren O'Neill's in the studio.
That was so smooth.
Let's see another song.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you want to see?
Anything.
Anything? Well, it's yours. This is your music. This is your show.
Are we going to start with or keep going with the hits, or are we going to...
Yeah, let's get hit after hit after hit after hit with Joy Wave.
Here's the number one song in America, Tongues.
Wow, what a great song. Where did this song come up?
It's like a... Jerry, you're so fast, man. You're running mental circles around me. Well, we put out a mixtape called 888888 a couple years ago. 888888.
How many eights are there?
Five.
Eight. There's only five eights.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just machine gunned it. Uh-huh. But yeah, so we put that out a couple years ago. It was initially on that, and now it's on our records coming out April 21st.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. Here it is right now on JBTV. Hey, Lauren.
And we're back.
Yes. And here we are back on JBTV. Weren't those awesome commercials? Now, Lauren, Isn't this a great band?
I love this band so much.
Yeah, and you've been playing them really a lot on the radio.
Really a lot. All the time.
Yeah.
Well, and then I leave work, and then I play them really a lot on my RDO app and on my car stereo and at home.
And you know all the cuts, too, don't you?
You're going to test me?
No.
So their debut album, How Do You Feel Now, has not been released yet. I don't even know. Is there a track listing out?
You know, it looks something like the one in my hands, but what would you say is your favorite song on it?
Well, okay, so my favorite Joywave song ever is Somebody New.
Right. Wow. What's your
second favorite? My second favorite is Tongues. My third favorite after today is either Parade or I really like True Grit a lot.
Okay.
I love Destruction. Is that the opening track of the...
Where are the cue cards?
In your hands. Yeah.
Hello. This is the third largest audience we've ever played for in Chicago. So thank you guys for making it out here, spending your afternoon with us. We appreciate it. We are Joywave. We are from Rochester, New York. Does anybody know where that is? That's fine. Oh, you do? That's good. Are you guys from there? No. Oh, hell no. Yeah. Yeah, no way.
Is that the opening track to the album?
No, it is the third or fourth, yeah.
Ooh, we're getting top secret stuff now. Yeah.
And then, so True Grit is off of Coda Vista, right?
Wow, you're so good. Well read.
What else do you want to know about Joywave, guys? What do you want to know?
Yeah, tell me more.
French wine while I was stopping graves from the local vine. Nothing guy was just a little hard to recognize before. You should have boogie all the time. You should have boogie all the time. Sometimes in those highest sides will leave you both. Sometimes the English countryside remembers woeful. But you've been sucking down a fine French wine while I was stomping grapes from the local vine. Not the guy who's just a little hard to recognize before.
Back on JBTV, I'm Lauren with 101 WKQX with Daniel and Sean from Joywave.
That's true.
Yes, it is.
Indeed.
True.
Verified.
We have crunched the numbers and Joywave is here at JBTV in the studio. Thank you so
much.
And we're back. Thank you so much for stopping by. We've got a sold out show at the Riv tonight with bleachers.
Yeah.
What is the difference between a Joywave Riv show and a Joywave outdoors picnic show?
Okay. Well, we don't go outside very much, so generally we're hiding from the sun.
You're pretty much from Canada.
I don't like playing outside very much. No. I don't like playing in daylight. Yeah. So, what time are we playing?
Probably later in the evening.
We're playing at
like noon.
No. It'll be at least after 4:00.
Okay. Great. So that's night.
Are you usually awake by then? Eating your avocado?
Yeah. I'm usually awake by noon. So today was a stretch because we played at 1 p.m., mm-hmm. which was that was early. That was early. But 4 p.m. I think we can do. That's what we did at Lollapalooza last year. It was like 4:00. It was good. And that was a good outside show.
Exactly. Yeah.
You just have to cater the set list to the outdoor people.
Yeah.
Go into it with the mindset of like being in nature. In the middle of the urban jungle in Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago is very nice too. We always enjoy our time here. So,
I love your videos. They're so different.
Thank you.
Than most bands. Let's talk about Tongues,
okay.
which is the first one I ever saw.
Yep.
Wow.
There's not a lot of clothing in it.
There isn't.
No.
So my first, if you haven't seen it, beware. There's nudity, which you know it's blurred out, but still.
It's not on Vimeo.
It is not blurred out on Vimeo. That's a good... We'll watch that later. Being around that much nudity, did it have any longstanding effects afterwards?
I'm like permanently numb to people being naked now.
Yeah?
Yeah. I definitely like... It definitely takes me like 10 seconds. Like if nudity appears in my life, I'm like... It doesn't register for like 10 seconds. I'm like, oh, there's people. And then I'm like... Oh, they're not wearing any clothes. Yeah, it takes longer now.
Do you think that's ruined maybe your personal life for you?
No. It wasn't that bad. There was only the only bad part about the 3 days of Naked was like everyone had robes that they could put on between takes, and this one guy refused to put his robe on.
Was it Sean?
No, it was not. It was one of the extras, but people were like, the directors were like, hey man, you can go ahead and put that robe on. Like, we're not shooting. He's like, no, I'm good. And just like stands like this for like 3 days. And I'm just like, dude, please, man.
He was probably a professional nudist.
Yeah, a lot of the people were. Yeah. That's how you get people to take their clothes off for like $100. Yeah.
Awesome.
Hire professionals.
We're back on JBTV. Can we talk about the deal sealer?
I saw that on your notes and I was like, how did she even dig that up?
Yeah, I digged. So,
yeah, I guess we can.
So the boys in Joy Wave call the mustachio the deal sealer because it seals the deal. Do you have a pet
name? It sounds like so sexual, and it's like literally like the president of our label like loves my mustache.
How could you not?
So it became the deal sealer based on like that
business
in a business sense. Yeah, not, and it sounds like so disgustingly sexual on this piece of paper.
That's just the way that I write.
It's okay. Yeah, sexy. Yeah, sure. Sexy handwriting.
So, name for, is it her, him, it
for the mustache?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't have one.
No.
No.
Facial hair.
It's an it.
Yeah. It. Okay. Yeah.
When was the last time you shaved it?
I shaved it, at the end of 2013, at the end of 2012, I did for a couple weeks. I was like, I wonder what I look like without a mustache. And I was like, I was DJing on Friday nights at that time. And I walked in, the bartender's like, you look like you're 13, man. You need to grow that back. And I was like,
JD?
I can't remember. One of the dudes who worked at Lola, but yeah. And then I was like, yeah, I do. I look like 13 without a mustache. I mean, I look like a 13-year-old trying to grow a mustache now, but
no. It's like Tom Selleck Jr.
Okay, all right. All right, that's good. Yeah. That's good. I'll get there.
Do you feel pressure that you have to keep it now?
I mean, it's a big commitment, but I mean, we're, you know, my face is over there, the record cover. Yeah, it's entered the public record now. So,
I guess,
for record one, it's here to stay. And then maybe that can be like the big reveal for like the second album is
or
like,
you just like move it like over here.
Oh my God, dude,
move it.
Well, I feel like it's synonymous with you with Joy Wave. It's like Alan from Big Data. And his glasses and his little thing. I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does have glasses.
Yeah. He does, cool.
And a mustache.
Yeah. Well, we're running out of time, Lauren. This is the crazy part of the show.
Guys forever.
I know, it's crazy. And they're such so a great fun. Band. Here, I have some JBTV stickers for you.
Oh, thanks.
And have you guys signed everything here yet? Awesome. We got to
no,
do that?
No, we should
we were
do
gonna
that.
Give thanks, man.
Yes, let's do that. Right. And then, anyhow, we have a lot of great music on this edition of JBTV. One more live song. What would you like to see, Lauren?
I feel like we should watch Now, which will be on the debut album from Joy Wave.
Well, here it is right now on JBTV.
We'll be right back.
Before they go, we've been talking about Alan and big data, and I think we should see a big data song.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Daniel needs to know that when he was here, there was a Joywave-sized hole right here in his heart.
Yeah.
And we've also changed the pronunciation since no one can decide data or data.
Data,
it's now big, it's both, big data. Now.
Yeah. Big data.
Big data.
Big data. It's that.
Right here on JBTV. Oh, make this one out to 101 WKQX.
I am your friend. And now, please give a warm welcome to my friend, Big Data.
I'm getting lost in the ether while I see.
It's always good to have somebody new in your life, right?
Yes.
Yeah, especially Joy Wei.
Hey, what was it like to be animated for that video?
It was awesome. We like stood and got like rotated 360 degrees for like 20 minutes.
Wow. Really violent.
There's nothing like a 360 rotation, huh?
Right. The sound effects really make it too. There's like lots of splatting when people hit the concrete and stuff. You're all very good skaters, though.
Thank you. I was on a Razor scooter all day because I can't stand up on a skateboard.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And you have to keep it even for the shot because you got to sing and skateboard. Yeah, you know, it's a lot.
And this is the year of the hoverboard. It's coming out this year. So
hoverboard, this is the year.
This is the year. So you're going to be the first to get it. We heard it's ready there, so, you know, anyhow.
Oh, and the Cubs are going to win the pennant, right?
Absolutely. This is an action-packed year for Chicago. Yeah. So next time you come back, this whole city is going to be totally different. Yeah. Stay tuned. More music with Joy Wave on JBTV. So there you go, another great edition of JBTV from the heart of the Windy City, downtown Chicago. This has been a great show. Joy Wave, Lauren O'Neill, 101 WKQX. And we loved you guys. You did a great job on our JBTV studios. Thank you for being on JBTV.
Absolutely.
You're always, always welcome here.
Thank you, JB.
You guys are great.
And
I heard you cut your hair in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
And I never did, so.
But yours looks fantastic. Mine was looking ratty. I had to.
Well, when it gets gray, you know, it just sort of gets old and withered.
Red edge discarded and reflecting.
Thank you, guys.
Next week, another brand new show from downtown Chicago. We'll see you then. Bye-bye, stay high, and keep on rocking.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.